Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out the archives and the articles that are there. So many things you can find there, including information and a lot of archives with our friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Michael Menzies, the president of Easton Bank and Trust out of beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland. You can go and listen to some really valuable information from this outstanding banker, this independent community banker on small business issues and their banks. And he's with us today to give us some more of his pearls of wisdom. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here. I hope you don't take all my pearls.
Well, you can. You don't have to take. You don't have to give us all pearls. We actually sometimes we'll take pop beads.
There you go. That's probably all I really have to offer.
Sometimes we can do it. We can manage with pop beads if you want to throw us some of those.
That's about what it's worth.
Mike, it's good to have you back as always, and thanks for bringing greetings from the Eastern Shore. How are the Jimmys and the Sooks running this year?
Let me tell you something. This is a special time for the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Middle America folks don't know what we're talking about here.
Well, the Jimmys, of course, are the male crabs. The crabs are blue crabs, and the Sooks are the female crabs. And in Maryland, we only eat Jimmys. We don't eat Sooks. The Sooks are taken by those Virginians, but we're not going to get into a north-south fight right now. But we have number one Jimmys all over the place, and number one crabs are big, meaty, sweet, delicious crabs. And we are blessed. The environment is just perfect, and the crabs have been up and down in the bay. And one year we think we're in trouble, and the next year it looks great. We have tons of crabs, and we just went to a two-bird goose season, which means that you can go out and bag two birds during the hunting season. And the rockfish are coming up the bay. I mean, it just doesn't get any better.
God is in his heaven and all is well. Isn't it?
That's right. We can hear the corn growing.
Do you have customers, banking customers, small business banking customers in your bank that are in the crab business?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have plenty of watermen.
Crab fishermen.
Watermen. Mm-hmm.
That's what you call them, watermen.
Watermen. And believe me, it's a labor of love because it's a tough living. It really is to go out and run what's called a trot line, which is a line that's in the water, and you get up early in the morning and go bait your line and dip net crabs and take them to the market.
Mm-hmm.
I really admire the people who live that labor. It's almost an old art form,
mm-hmm.
but it's great that we still have it here.
It is, and those of us who enjoy that, who show up at our supermarket, you know, and it's one of the last areas of people who run the vegetable farms too, that bring the vegetables to the mm-hmm. market and make them available to us. You know, I grew up on a farm, and so sometimes those of us who just show up at the market and pick up these nice vegetables and these nice meats, you know, we don't realize the labor that goes into some of these things, and we ought to take a moment and be thankful for folks like the folks you were just talking about.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Mike, let's talk about some of the new stuff that's going on. Tell us, isn't there something called Check 21? What is that?
I'm glad you asked that question, Jim. Check 21 is a fascinating technology change, which is going to land in the banking industry in October. I think actually October 28 is the day, but in October of this year, a piece of regulation, if you will, called Check 21 will go into effect. And what that means is that the banking industry will begin to clear checks electronically. And the easiest way to describe it is some listeners may already have experienced this, where you go into one of the larger stores and you give them your check, and they take your check and they stick it in the register.
Yep.
And they capture that image, and they void the check and they give it back to you right there on the spot.
Hmm.
And that image creates an instant, huge sucking sound from your checking account. And there's a phenomena which many of us have heard of in the past called float.
Yeah.
And that phenomena disappears. Now, it's not going to all disappear all at once.
Right.
But it will have huge economic consequences on businesses, on banks, and on merchants from the standpoint of instant clearing of funds.
Hold on to that thought, Mike. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this. Folks, this is important. You need to know about this. And you're getting it right here from us in advance of it happening. And if you've ever heard anybody say, who gets the float? We're going to get Mike to explain that to us in a minute. I've heard that at negotiating tables. Who gets the float? We'll talk about that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Menzies. Back at 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, and that's in beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland, over by the Eastern Shore, a wonderful part of this world. Great Americans live in Easton, Maryland, don't they, Mike?
Only great Americans. All the men are strong and all the women are beautiful.
That's right. And the children are above average. Didn't I hear that somewhere? Mike, we were talking about this Check 21 thing, and you mentioned float. I remember being in years ago when I used to do quite a bit of deals and especially real estate deals. You know, there would be a closing on one afternoon. But the deal wouldn't, all the paperwork wouldn't clear. Even after the signs, the paperwork was signed, it wouldn't clear and the checks wouldn't go through for maybe a day or two, a couple of days or so. And somebody would stand up at the end and say, who gets the float?
Right. Yeah.
Now tell the audience what that means.
Oh, it's been the biggest secret in commerce for the really big companies and for the banks. For the past 60 years. But, float obviously is when I give you a check and you give me goods and services in consideration for that check. And then you go deposit that check in your little bank in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And that little bank in Utah sends the check to its correspondent bank in California. And they send it to their correspondent bank in New York, and their correspondent bank sends it to their bank in Baltimore, and then they send it to us here in Easton, and it takes a week to get here.
Yep.
I've still got that money sitting in my account.
And if it's drawing interest.
Earning interest, or I don't have the money in my account, and I've gotten goods and services, and I'm going to put it in my account later.
And you got a week to
cover it. That's sort of an exaggeration of float.
Right.
But who gets the float, though, is
an advantage. It can be an advantage.
Yeah, and two people have advantage. Number one, I have advantage personally because I've had the benefit of your goods and services for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, depending upon how long it took that check to clear. So I've profited because, as a business person, you have delivered value to me, and I haven't yet given you hard money. And my bank has benefited because my bank is sitting on that money and investing it for a period of time. And your bank may or may not have benefited, but your bank may have given you immediate credit or immediate availability for those funds, in which case you may have used them to buy other goods and services. Or your bank may have said, look, Mr. Blassingame, I don't trust these guys in Eastern Maryland.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you credit until we get the money from them.
Collected funds.
Right. Now, float has been reduced dramatically over the past 10 years, but the small levels of float that are left are likely to evaporate over the next year or so.
Well,
one of the examples, Mike,
about float, I guess give the folks a quick consumer-type example. If you do business with a bank that's not part of a regional clearinghouse for checks, then you can have a day or so, maybe up to a day or two, to get it back to your bank. But if you do business with one bank and you write and the check is going to be deposited in a totally different bank, but they both subscribe to the same check clearing service in your region, then you're not going to get any float. It's going to go through that night. You will get a few hours of float, but not more than that.
Recognize that this business of Check 21 changes all those rules.
Yep.
Because at some point in time, most of the banking industry and most of commerce will capture these transactions electronically and digitally and clear them digitally instantly. And again, that won't happen this October, but within a very short measured period of time, that's where we're going to go. Because the movement of this paper is tremendously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks will benefit significantly by eliminating the expense associated with moving paper. Those small businesses that depend upon getting their paper checks back, as opposed to getting back an image of that check, either an image that's printed on a piece of paper that they receive in the mail or an image that they get electronically through their electronic account with the bank, those small businesses that depend upon that paper check for bookkeeping or for anything regarding their systems, and there are plenty of small businesses that still go file that paper check in an envelope to go look to see whether the bill was paid type mm-hmm. thing. They're going to have to adjust to the new reality of checking. And those small businesses that have relied upon float to get through the week, give my employees their payroll check today because I know I've got a big check coming in on Friday.
Right.
That's going to cover the payroll account, and I'll deposit it on Friday in the payroll account. Well, let me tell you something. They may find themselves with overdrafts in the payroll account.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that small businesses should absolutely do is go into their bank, whoever it might be, a community bank or a regional bank or money center bank, and say, okay, based upon my checking account and the way my checking account is operated and my relationship with you, how might Check 21 influence
yep.
me with you? What are the risks that I could have overdrafts or other types of fees and charges? And clearly small business should be prepared to deal in the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
I think in your book, you small business is like a bunch of bananas. One of your chapters was along the lines of adapt or become extinct.
Exactly right.
This is an opportunity to adapt because those people who don't adapt are going to pay for a lack of adapting.
And that expense might be extinction. It's good, well
yes.
said. Good comments there, Michael. Good advice. And folks, we got a couple more things on this I want to talk about, and then we're going to ask Mike what he thinks about the economy. Right after these messages, Tim Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us today. And Mike Menzies is our guest. Michael, give us the Easton Bank & Trust website, please.
It's easy. It's eastonbankandtrust.com, all spelled out. Yep.
And it's an outstanding independent community bank website. And folks, you heard me say this before. If you're a small business owner, make sure that at least one of your banking relationships is with an independent community bank. Be sure of that. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to do business with the big companies I don't think that you shouldn't. I just think that one of your banking relationships must be with an independent community bank like Easton Bank & Trust or any of the independent community banks in your area. Make sure you are friends with an independent community banker because they can be your best friend many, many times. In my career, I don't know what I would have done without my independent community bank. Mike, and on behalf of those guys, I want to say thank you to you.
Well, absolutely my honor. I think that ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America, which is the trade association for almost 6,000 community banks, does a wonderful job of providing a competitive advantage for community banks so they can stay in business. And you know better than most that we are in a roll-up economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole bloody thing seems to be rolling up. But community banks are really doing well right now, and in part they're doing well because they're working together as a team
mm-hmm.
to deliver value and service to their local communities.
largely
a great deal.
With a large percentage of the customer base being small businesses.
Mike, let's
go back to this Check 21 thing for just a couple more minutes. Folks, what this is going to do, if I understand this correctly, Mike, whereas right now, let's say I don't have very much money in my account, but I write a check to the cleaners this morning. I take my utility payment down and make the payment. I pay the cable and I pay the babysitter. Because I don't have enough money in my account for that. But I know that I'm going to get a paycheck this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I'll deposit that, and by the time it all washes through on Monday, everybody will get their money, and I'll have something left over. When Check 21 hits and it becomes fully implemented, I won't be able to do that, will I?
Oh, no, you'll be able to do it. The issue is that you'll now have a $25 overdraft charge.
Oh, okay,
on your account.
Well, but depending on the relationship with the bank, they may not pay the check.
That's true. You know, the community banks know their customers, and as a matter of practice, they typically only bounce a check or send it back if they think they're going to lose money. And that's sort of the core philosophy of many community banks. They know their customers,
but I might not be doing business with a community bank.
Yeah, and large banks have a difficult time with that because it's so labor intensive to know customers well enough to have that operating philosophy.
Right.
But the basic issue is that. That if you thought float was something that you owned in the past, be prepared to not own it in the future.
Right.
We had a fairly astute customer only a week ago go to a national drugstore chain, give them a check. Now, they didn't give the check back to them because they're still moving the checks through the system because their bank needs the check. But they went ahead and imaged the check and cleared the transaction. And that individual called me up the next day and said, who are you to authorize that company to take the money out of my account the same day?
Mm-hmm.
I said, believe it or not, I didn't authorize them to do that. You did.
Yeah.
When you gave them the check, you said, I have the money in my account and you can have it.
I've had that to happen. I've gone to his department stores and given them my check, and they would clear it right on the spot.
Yeah, and then the consumer has, to some extent, accepted this float as a constitutional right.
Right.
And what it was a technological inability of the industry to move the item electronically. And and the message today is that this is a new era of the clearing of checks. And it won't go down with every merchant and with every bank all at once in October, but within a very short period of time, this business afloat is going to all but disappear.
Mike, I'm going to stop, and I've only got 30 seconds, so you're going to have to get on your horse here. What about the economy? What do you think? Is it doing okay, or are we slowing down, or what do you think?
I think it's doing okay. I believe we're in a recovery. There are clear signs of strength in a variety of areas. I think a lot of people are still worried about the export of jobs, but, boy, we are in a global economy. I don't know what we can do about that.
Yeah.
So, our neck of the woods is as strong as it can be.
But you feel positive about the economy.
I feel positive about the economy.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, president of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland. Thank you, Mike. Good to talk
to you, Jim.
Thanks for your pearls of wisdom. We definitely got some pearls out of you today. See you, Mike.
See you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.